This is episode 2 of the KeepCasual.com podcast. This is Mike. I handle the Wii portion of the site. With me is Kurt. Say hello, Kurt.
Hello. I take care of the Xbox 360.
Nice, Brooks. I'm handling most of the technical aspects of gaming, along with I'm taking care of some of the PS3 stuff, or PlayStation general stuff too this week.
Yeah, he's replacing Shibby. Shibby can't be here. We'll get into stuff like that a little bit later towards the end. So, first of all, we'll start off with what you guys are playing. So, Kurt, what have you been playing this week?
Actually, I've been playing a new game that came out. I think it was last week it came out. It's called Gel, Set and Match. It's on the Xbox Live Arcade. Really, really cool game. It's kind of like a puzzle-type gameplay where you have to match the color of blocks, okay? And once you match the blocks together, they melt. You could throw the block and create a chain reaction. There's puzzle mode and stuff like that. It's kind of cool. Action mode, you could, you know, do action and multiplayer stuff. So, I mean, it's really cool. And it's a nice quality game, and it's not that expensive. It's only 800 Microsoft points. So it's pretty decent, you know. $10, you got a game.
Not bad, not bad. How about you, Brooks?
Oh, I was perusing the used rack, I have to admit. And ran across a couple Metroid 3 Corruption. Kind of a blast from my past. I remember playing Metroid on the NES back when.
Right.
Of course, that was hardcore back then, but yeah, what the heck. And I've just kind of been messing around with that, having some fun.
I don't think any of the games back on the original NES are really hardcore. I mean, come on.
They were hard.
They were hard, but they weren't hardcore. You didn't have first-person shooters. I mean, come on. They had the original Doom that came out for it, maybe? Or was that...
Doom was PC.
But it came out on 64, didn't it?
No, Super Nintendo. It was a watered-down version.
Super Nintendo, okay.
But it came out, like, mega late. I mean,
yeah,
Doom
much later.
Way PC, and
I mean, did they even have a first-person shooter for the original NES?
No,
I mean, if you want to consider, like, you know, the Shadowgate type games, where
they had Chiller,
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, yeah,
that is a first-person shooter. I guess
they had another one. They had another one that was really cool called Chiller. It was actually an arcade game, came out in the 80s, and I think I showed you it. It was an arcade game. They ported it over to the Wii. It was essentially, you're in a haunted house, and it's a light gun game, and your job is not to shoot the ghosts. Your job is to cause as much mayhem to the people as possible.
Yeah.
There's a guy in a press, and if you shoot the handle on the press slowly closes down until it squishes the guy. What else are you playing, Brooks?
Oh, other than just Metroid there, I was also playing some Raven Rabbids. It's one of those games where you just don't have to think very much.
What is it? I've never heard of it before.
Never heard of it? Oh, it's quite demented, quite frankly.
Really?
Yeah, you get this character who basically it's kind of the opening scene. You're in this gladiatorial event, and you're sort of in the Colosseum, and there's four doors, and you go into a door, and all of a sudden, one door you're getting chased by these crazy rabbits, and you got to run really fast, and then another door you got to shoot them with plungers, and then
it's Rayman.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know if you remember Rayman on the old, was it 3DO came out on?
Yes.
Is it Rayman Rabbids?
Rayman Raving Rabbids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it is Rayman. All right, so yeah. Rayman Raving Rabbids, yeah. It's just a really kind of mindless, do what it tells you to do, which means like, hey, shoot that.
It's like a...
Okay, got it.
I can do that.
And, a collection of mini-games.
Precisely. It's a very large collection of mini-games all hovering around these crazy rabbits doing crazy things.
Oh, cool.
You have to do whatever they tell you to do, pretty much.
Right.
I've been playing Deadly Creatures. Actually, I just finished Deadly Creatures. It's a game for the Wii. It's like kind of like an episode of Animal Planet, where you play either the part of a scorpion or a tarantula. It's essentially a beat 'em up, where you run around underground and kill bugs, eat the bugs. It's not too bad. I just beat yesterday the final boss. Oh, you know what? I probably shouldn't even talk about that. Okay, spoiler alert. The final boss in Deadly Creatures is a guy, and you got to climb up his pants and then go into his pants and then sting him in a certain area.
Are you serious?
I'll let you use your imagination.
What?
That's what you do. They don't show. They just show the outside of his pants, but you just got to, you know.
Still, that's...
So you're flying blind in some dude's pants.
Something tries to attack you, and you fight back.
You fight back the only way you can in somebody's pants.
So I just... It's not me. It's the game.
Podcast MA.
Right. Talk to the people who made the game. That's not me. Then I just started playing a game yesterday called Klonoa, which is a 2D side-scrolling game also for the Wii. Kurt, you saw some footage of that.
I liked it. It seemed pretty interesting. I think I'm going to have to try that one out.
Reminded me a lot of Mario 2. You're running left and right, and you're picking up guys and throwing them at each at other bad guys and stuff. It's a lot of fun. And last week, I picked up Tiger Woods 10 with the Wii Motion Plus.
Yes.
We'll be having a video review of that and my review up shortly. And that one is just an absolute blast to play. Oh, we promised that we wouldn't say phenomenal as much this week. So
right.
Yeah, we got complaints that we said phenomenal too much.
You'll have that. So, way too much.
Yeah.
Dope.
Everything was phenomenal.
Yeah. So,
out of curiosity, have you tried the Wii Motion? And
yeah.
What's your take? You mentioned last week that, like, with that, there's a possibility that if you're good at golf, you'll be good, but if you're terrible, there's really no way around it. Did you find it that difficult?
Oh, you know what? No, I didn't find it difficult at all. What it would do is...
Should we preface this? Are you a good golfer?
No, I actually, what was my... I'm good at miniature golf. Actually, no, I'm terrible at mini golf. I forgot.
I'm even terrible at mini golf. I'm terrible at both. As a matter of fact, I've never even tried real golf.
But I can hit people with a golf club.
Oh,
so
hey.
I'm good at that. I don't miss people.
That's good.
Should I go? Okay, that. But the Wii Motion Plus. Let's say it's going to be tough to do this since it's audio only. If you're playing with the Wii and you're playing a golf game, what you basically learn while playing the Wii without this Wii Motion Plus is that you get the same result if you swing back all the way and then swing forward, but then you also get the same result if you flick your wrist really quickly. But when you add the Wii Motion Plus, you can't do that. You actually have to.
So it's keeping you basically. It's keeping everybody honest.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So no more playing golf from your couch.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because that's right. Yeah, had to point it down. Had to swing it.
So you had to really play the game the way.
Yeah,
it was
actually, yeah, my arm hurts. All right, so let's get into the news. Let's see. I'll start it off. Well, every month, NPD releases their North American results as to how many games were sold, as to how many systems were sold. The hardcore audience usually takes this as an opportunity to bicker over which console is better. So I will go into the systems first. This month, May 2009, PlayStation Portable sold 100,400 systems. PlayStation 2 was right behind it with 117,000 systems.
Which is cool because they're still selling the PS2.
Well, the PS2 came out in 2000.
Yeah, that's. I mean, they're still moving.
They're still moving units.
I don't know what's interesting more, the 117,000 of the PS2 or the fact that it's almost the same as the PS3s.
Yeah, PS3 is 131,000 units. Next up is the Xbox 360. They sold 175,000 systems. Wii, 289,500 systems, still going strong after 3 years almost.
Yeah.
And at the top of the list, the Nintendo DS, 633,500 systems, but this also includes the DSi and the DS Lite.
Right, DSi, DS Lite, you know, both of them at the same time.
So.
Yeah, but if you added up all the PS, all the Sony systems, it's still double that number.
Well, the DSi and the DS are essentially the same system.
Right.
Sure.
Essentially, with some added features.
Yeah.
So, Kurt, you want to go over the top 10 games sold this month?
Sure. Top 10 games, one being UFC 2009, that Undisputed.
That was the top selling.
That was the top selling.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go down the list.
I'll do a drum roll.
There you go. Yeah. Two is Wii Fit Balance Board. Wii Fit with a balance board. Three is EA Sports Active Bundle for the Wii. Four is UFC 2009 Undisputed for the PS3. Five, Infamous for the PS3. Six, Pokemon Platinum Version for the Nintendo DS. Number seven is Mario Kart with the wheel. Come with the wheel?
Yeah, they got shipped with a wheel.
Yeah.
Like an actual wheel instead of like the little wheel thing
it's a plastic wheel.
That you put on your remote inside.
Yeah, they had that at launch for Excite.
No, it's different. It's got a hole in the end so that you can still use the mouse pointer function.
Oh, okay.
It's a different
wheel. Well, then it is better because I was going to say, they had that at launch.
It's a substantially different wheel than the one you're talking about. It's much more, physically it's a larger wheel and it also has the end hole. It also makes hitting the B button much more accessible.
Okay.
Like
cool.
The trigger.
Yeah.
So you play Mario Kart a lot on the Wii?
I play some. Yeah, I own it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How much? You love that blue shell that always screws you over?
Yeah. What do you think it was for? And I never get it because I'm either way in the front, and so I get it in the caboose.
Yeah.
Or I'm way in the back, so I get all the speed power-ups. I'm ever in the middle where you get the blue shell, because where you are in the race depends on which power-ups you get.
Yeah.
Right, right. Okay, number 8 is Punch-Out for the Wii. Number 9 is X-Men Origins Wolverine for the Xbox 360. Number 10 is the Wii Play with Remote.
Another one that's still going strong.
Yeah, another one that's still going strong.
They wouldn't move. Is that just because people think that's the only way to buy a Wiimote?
No, it's because it's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
It's 50 bucks. It's like you're buying a controller.
With a Wiimote and a game.
You're buying a controller for 40 bucks and getting a game for 10.
Yeah,
the Duck Hunt game is pretty fun on that.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
As much as I do like Wii and own one and enjoy it thoroughly, the actual shooting on it, I'm still not liking that much. The shooting needs to go back to the same way we used to do it with guns.
Right.
With actual light interpretation.
Well, that's going to be really tough because, you know, HD TVs, they don't recognize light guns anymore.
What do you mean they don't recognize light guns?
Well, like the projector that I have upstairs.
It's a light gun that has to do the recognizing, not the TV. TV can't see anything no matter what you do.
Well, we got House of the Dead 3 for the original Xbox, and you could not use it on an HD TV.
Or a projector.
With a regular light gun.
For some reason.
Well, that's probably because they relied on a phasing shift
that
was prevalent on NTSC. Now we're getting into super geekdom, sorry.
Okay, yeah. We're
And I am a video guy, but that's because basically they were using part of the what made NTSC suck, because it was slow and sucked, is what made the light gun work. All they need to do is come up with another system that will work, but still use the gun looking at the TV to determine aiming.
Okay, so here's some facts about parents and video games. 94% of parents report monitoring their kids' games always or sometimes. 77% of parents believe parental control features and consoles are useful.
Which we covered last week.
We talked a little bit about that last week, yeah. The parental controls and systems. 79% of parents impose time limits on gaming. That's a higher percentage than TV viewing, movie viewing, and internet usage.
Well, nowadays that you have the Wii with the Wiimote and stuff like that, of course they're getting some sort of exercise when they're playing games instead of just sitting there in front of a boob tube watching TV.
Yeah,
hand eye coordination and stuff like that, so I can understand why they would.
There's some advantage, but like anything, you know, too much of anything's bad for you. I don't care who, what, or where you are at any point in life.
Right.
Yeah, 78% of parents game with their children because it's a good opportunity to socialize with their child. I agree with that.
I totally see that.
Yeah.
Especially now with games coming out that are you know, good.
Casual games.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
not just to sell the genre, but just they're embracing multiplayer, or high social content gaming, which is great.
Right. Well, I got that that Animal Crossing game for the Wii. And my son is just barely turned 2, and he loves when I put on that game because it's such a simple, and, you know, the game itself is very simple to play. There's really no point to it. There's no enemies to fight. So essentially, it's like kind of like The Sims, where you're just living a virtual life. So what we do is I bust out the fishing pole, we roll over, go over to the ocean, and he just starts casting in. He doesn't even know what he's doing, but he loves it.
Well, like anything, I mean, a video game should not be a babysitter, but...
Yes, it should. As a parent, yeah.
Well, okay, but you can make the choice to make that an interactive activity, or you can make the choice of just, you know, plopping them down and letting them be by themselves.
Yeah.
That's a choice, but, you know, anytime you can involve a social interaction, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, let's see, 63% of parents game in order to monitor content, which I think I'm going to be using that as an excuse to picking up new games now.
Oh, sure.
And say to the wife, I'm going to go pick up the new Resident Evil game.
Right,
Why do you need that game? You have enough games. Well, I need to monitor the content.
I got to play the game to make sure it's okay for my kid to play. You know, I don't want him to be playing something, or her, whichever one you have.
Pulls out the bazooka and shoots it down with the statement, if we don't own it, he can't play it.
That is true. You shouldn't have said that, because now she's going to listen to the podcast. She's got to keep that in the back of her mind.
Gama Sutra posted an interview with the CEO of Electronic Arts, John, and I'm going to butcher his name, so I'm sorry, John. Richie Tiello.
I don't know.
John.
I would look it up, yeah.
They posted an interview with John about their game for the Wii, EA Sports Active, which they released to go along with Wii Fit in terms of an exercise game. It comes with those elastic bands that you attach to your hands and your feet so you could slingshot yourself across the room.
Right.
So here's what he says. Apparently, the game has been selling very well on the Wii, which is a good thing because a lot of third-party games don't sell very well on the Wii. Usually, majority of Nintendo's, the games that Nintendo make are the ones that are big sellers, but this EA Sports Active is a pretty popular game. Here's what he has to say. That's our best launch so far on the Wii. It's the first time a third party has been number one on the Wii platform for 2 weeks in a row. The number one platform is expanding the market and growing, and having a leading position there seems like an obvious thing for us to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's good to see more third parties selling well on the Wii because that'll bring more, and even more third parties to make even more games.
Right, exactly.
So, if you haven't gotten it and you're looking for an exercise game, that's a good one to get out and buy.
Cool.
Let's see. All right, so, Kurt, you got some news written down over there?
I got some stuff for you. First of all, just to let you know, for you Xbox 360 users, that the Xbox Live is going to be down for regular maintenance June 16th. It'll go down and it'll be up or down for 24 hours. As a result, the Xbox Live and the My Xbox section of Xbox.com will be unavailable, and the forums will be in read-only mode. So you can't post anything, but you can read still on Xbox.com.
So essentially, don't sign on your Xbox that day, or you will be electrocuted.
Right. You know, your Xbox will blow up or something if you...
I don't think that's just signing on. I think that's just the way they're built.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, and also for those who really enjoyed...
just throw it. Just throw the paper.
Trying to put it on a shelf somewhere. for those of you who enjoyed Sonic for the Genesis, which I did very much. It's had many, many hours played.
My father-in-law looks just like the villain in Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's got that bushy... he looks like Dr. Robotnik.
Yep. Yeah, he does.
He's got that.
I think I've seen the guy.
So wait, so he's bald and he's got that giant bushy mustache that goes out about 6 feet.
No, it's
it
just more of like the facial features and the really crazy hair. Yeah,
nice.
So, anyways, if you were a fan of Sonic and a fan of the Genesis, available for download for Xbox Live is Sega Vintage Collection 2. Which covers Shinobi, Altered Beast, Gunstar Heroes, Comic Zone, Phantasy Star 2, and Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Each of them are going to cost you 400 Microsoft points.
Which is $5.
$5.
Yeah. So, have you guys ever played Altered Beast?
Yes.
That has...
Forgive me, that's a collection for $5, all those games?
No,
each. $5
$5
or 400
a piece.
Points.
Yeah.
A piece.
Yeah,
a piece.
Each. Yeah. But if you don't want to just download at $5 a piece each game, they actually do have the full game on CD. It's a Sega Genesis collection, so you could pick that up if you want.
Yeah, you can buy an extra
brick and
mortar.
It's called Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection, and you can pick it up at any retailer. They're out now.
And I think that one's probably $30, $20 or $30.
Yeah, it's not too bad. So if you want more than what they have there, and
but
you know,
Altered Beast has one of my favorite. Terrible Japanese dubs when you first start the game up, and it's, I guess, that you're supposed to be a warrior who a god summons from the dead, and the voice at the beginning, I don't know if you could probably search for it and maybe add it when in editing.
Yes, maybe.
But it goes, he says rise from your grave,
right?
You know, but the way they in the game, it's like rise from your grave. It sounds like Elmer Fudd is saying it.
Rise from your grave.
Also, two more pieces here. DJ Hero, which is coming out. It's going to have 100 individual songs on one disc, 80 exclusive mixes. David Bowie, Blondie, Justice, Marvin Gaye, KRS, Beastie Boys, Gorillaz, Nerd, Beck, and 50 Cent. They're just some of the people.
N-E-R-D.
N-E-R-D.
Nerd.
Nerd.
It's not a band called Nerd. They're called N-E-R-D.
N-E-R-D. Okay, well. That's Nerd. Probably why it's N.E.R.D.
Yeah.
Okay, either way, that's coming out, and I actually did get to see a controller.
I was just about to mention that. This thing looks really cool.
It does look cool.
Although the game itself is like $120 when it comes out, so that's going to be pretty steep.
What does the controller look like? A Technics 1200, or is that the concept?
Pretty
or?
Much, yeah, it's a concept. Yeah, I mean, with a mixer board on the side, so you could do like crossfading and stuff like that. And script. I mean, it's all
built into like one piece or something?
Yeah, it's built into one piece, but it the way that they built it, it looks like you've got a turntable and a mixer.
Or is it more like a CDJ-1000? Like
No. It looks like a Technics.
Wow,
you know.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So,
and then if you're lefty, you could switch it.
Right.
You could take the mix and put it on the other side.
So very cool. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool looking. You know, like I said last week, I didn't get to see it, and I was kind of, I don't know. But I did, you know, they did post something this week. It does look pretty cool.
But I'll give it just a warning. Since it's an Activision game,
yeah,
you might want to hold off a little bit on getting it. Reason being, Activision drops their prices fast.
Right.
I saw Guitar Hero 3 at Best Buy with the guitar for $40. So you give a game about a year and a half, it'll go down in price. Casual gamers are frugal gamers.
Right.
They can be, like myself. I was at Best Buy this weekend. I got the Simpsons game for the 360 on sale for $5.
Nice.
So I couldn't pass that up.
Right.
So, yeah, just a fair warning. I'll let you get back to your news, Kirk.
Okay, well, anyways, DJ Hero is going to be out for the Xbox 360, PS3, Wii, and the PS2. So they're still selling systems. They're still making games. So that's pretty cool.
And some songs on that, of course, as I love to interject, some songs on that on DJ Hero, you could plug in your Guitar Hero guitar and jam along with the DJ.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Are they releasing that on which systems is that being released on?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, it'll be 360, it'll be PS3, Wii, and PS2. So, and then who knows, you know, they might even come out with a DSi version. Have a little mini turntable.
That would be a good idea. You just put your finger on the...
I'm just waiting for somebody to sit there and just spin their whole DS.
Right? You got that and then use the buttons?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, also, Rock Band has a song pack that is coming out starting the 16th. For Xbox and for PS3, it's coming out on the 18th. Why they have two different release dates, I don't know. Why don't they just have one?
That's just when they all upload their own things. It's, you know.
Okay, so Evanescence, Bring Me Back to Life, Call Me When You're Sober, Weight of the World. So that's three good songs. I mean, I know you like Evanescence. I do.
Amy Lee has a nice voice.
Yes.
I know the two songs, Bring Me to Life and Call Me When You're Sober.
Right. And so. I think those two are the two that I'm going to get to. I don't think I'm going to download them. Also, Spinal Tap, Back from the Dead, Rock and Roll Nightmare, Saucy Jack, and Warmer Than H-E Double Hockey Stick. So
does it actually say H-E Double
Hockey
Stick?
No, it doesn't, but you know, I was trying to be PG-13.
Oh. And how much are those?
Started more like 12.
I just threw my paper away.
He threw his paper on the ground, so I made him go pick it up.
whatever
how much they usually
whatever
are.
Whatever how much they usually are.
200 Microsoft points? Or...
I think it's like 160
a piece. Oh, yeah, 160. Well, it's $2.
Yeah, $2 a piece for each song. So if you get the two Evanescence, which I'm sure you probably will, you're paying $4 for two songs.
What?
It's more than an iPod with the real songs.
Well, iTunes are $1.79 now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they really go up?
Yeah.
Wow.
The new ones are like a dollar. I don't know if they're $1.79, so this is what I think it is. But the price went up for the new songs. The old ones are still 99 cents. So anyways, the Pepsi Rock Band promotion is still in effect. Buy a bottle of Pepsi or Mountain Dew Diet Pepsi. You get a code underneath. You go online. You enter your code. You get a token. You can use your token to try to win instantly Rock Band 2, the bundle. You could win a trip to Harrah's Casino for the weekend. You could win a Rock Band action figures. You can choose different things. Or you can try to win songs to download.
And what did Mike do yesterday?
Is that a lot of fun, Kurt? You trying to win these instant win downloads?
It is a lot of fun. Trust me. I saw Mike yesterday almost pee himself about four times.
I had about 12 codes, and I entered them all in. I was talking to Kurt on Skype. And I'm like, hey, what should I try for? Should I try for the Rock Band bundle? He's like, yeah, give it a try. So I press the button to try to instantly win the Rock Band bundle. It's like, you lose. I'm like, oh, well. I'm like, yeah, I'll try to get a downloadable song because, you know, for my 360. So I press it. You win. I'm like, hey, I won. All right, good job. I got a free song. I picked my song from the whole list. I went on my Xbox and downloaded it right away. I'm like, well, I got a few left. I'll give it a try. Second time, you win. The second time. Right, two times in a row. I'm like, three times in a row. There's no way it's going to happen three times in a row. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try again. You win! So I got a third song. So I'm like, okay, there's no way in hell I'm going to get four songs in a row that I win. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this now. Clicked it. You win!
So
we're dying because I have no idea why it's doing this, why I'm able to win these songs. But, yeah, so it's... You can win.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
I downloaded Story of My Life by Social D. That's a good song. Would you like to sing a few bars, Kurt?
No, that's okay.
Damn.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I carry a tune somewhere near as good as I carry a Volkswagen.
Right?
Flat.
And we're not talking like a bug, which we once stuck on top of a snow hill in high school, which was awesome. About 12 guys lifted up a Volkswagen Beetle, put it on top of a snow hill that the plows, because they plowed the...
I thought it was Greg's Jetta.
Oh, it was Greg's Jetta. I'm sorry, it wasn't a bug. It was Greg's Jetta. That's right.
Oh, yeah, buddy Greg.
Yeah, nah, it's our buddy Greg from high school. We stuck his Jetta up on a snow hill.
Not that day.
Was it?
He wasn't our buddy that day.
Well, no, he was quite pissed off. Although he did get it down. All he had to do was just slam on the gas and kind of rock back and forth. It got down.
Well, I think he just melted his way down through it a little bit.
just from the heat of the engine.
I had an 88 Ford Focus. This thing could barely make it up a hill. So, and in high school, of course, if you're driving, then you got to have the closest 13 of your friends wanting a ride home, too. So that's what I had.
Oh, yeah.
In my car.
That's good times right there.
Oh, yeah. That's about the excitement of my life right there.
I remember a certain trip to McDonald's.
Ah, yes.
They thought they were closing. 22 people pile out of a minivan.
Jeez.
Yes.
Moving on.
Talk about clown car. Okay, anyways.
So what do you got? Are you all done with your Xbox stuff?
I'm done with Xbox. I'm good.
Okay.
Unless you have something to add.
I like Xbox.
I do, too. That's a good system.
Okay. Brooks, you want to get into some of the PlayStation stuff?
Yeah, I got a couple things for PlayStation here. Looks like EA has a new expansion pack for Burnout Paradise called the Vacation to Big Surf Island. Looks like it's going to be available to download on the PlayStation. It is available to download on the PlayStation as well as Xbox Live. So, yeah, available on both systems.
Right. So it's basically just a new track.
Yeah, it's a new expansion pack. Apparently you get a specific driver's license just for the island. And all right, so I got here. Looks like there's some rumors out there. $100 PS3 price cut coming in August. Some possibly a back-to-school sale. The interesting thing is that E3 09 came and went, and there was no announcements about what's going on with hardware prices from Sony. Thoughts?
I think it's
a surprise. It was a surprise that they didn't announce it at E3. Because right. E3 is the place where the video game companies make their big announcements. And
well, the entire industry is like focused on it.
Right. Everybody's focused on E3. So where else are you going to make a big announcement?
Like a price cut
is a big announcement.
It is.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good idea because, I mean, you read off the list and they're tanking in sales. I mean, they really
Well, they're not tanking.
Well,
I wouldn't say they're tanking compared to the other two.
Right.
They're not selling as well, but they're certainly not tanking by any means. The system is selling very well.
So Guitar Hero now is announcing tracks coming out in June. As of June 10th, it's Activision announced that Fish and Ben Harper round out the rest of June's Guitar Hero World Tour downloadable tracks. Improv jam band Fish will offer up to 3 tracks on June 25th, all based on live recordings, which is totally their genre. I mean,
right.
I mean, they're a jam band.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool. Phil Lesh live track pack includes Sample in a Jar, Down with Disease, and Chalk Dust Torture.
Some good tracks. Cool.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how they do jamming with Guitar Hero, which is not jamming.
Well,
be interesting to see. Maybe you just go with it, maybe.
All I can say is that these Fish fans will really get a nice break now from, you know, doing absolutely nothing else.
Right, exactly.
Besides listening to Fish. Hey, we're done listening to Fish, man. What should we do? Let's play Fish. All right.
Dave's not here.
Looks like Ben Harper contributes 3 tunes from the album White Lies for Dark Times. Tracks being put up June 18th are Number with No Name, Shimmer and Chime, and Fly One Time. So, some new stuff.
I don't know Fish, so...
Oh, that was Ben Harper.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know Ben Harper either.
Another jam band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's in the whole Grateful Dead, OAR, Dave Matthews genre.
Gotcha. Understood.
Yeah.
So a new PS3 bundle is coming. It's a possible mix of The Show and James Bond. According to a photo dug up by Joystick, a new PlayStation 3 bundle could be on the way. It was apparently sent in by a Walmart employee. The box depicts a PS3 system along with the MLB 09 The Show. Interesting combination, but it's a totally rumor, but interesting.
Right.
Who's reporting that?
joystick.
Okay. We're new at this. We got to make sure, you know, we're giving credit if where we get our information from.
That's what's cool.
So, all right. So I'll get into some Wii information. Really not a whole lot this week. There's really not, in terms of casual games, not a crazy amount of news.
It's been a slow week.
It has. Well, E3. E3 was a big thing, so everybody's, you know, kind of relaxing. They just went
Everybody's still traveling home.
Right, exactly. So.
So the biggest thing that we could find on the Wii was that we mentioned last week that one of the things they announced at E3 was the Wii Vitality Sensor, which was a pulse reader that you put on your finger.
Right.
And we talked about how it, you know, measures your pulse. There was talk about the game that's going to be included with it, because Nintendo, if they're going to release a hardware for the system, they always release a game with it. Wii Play had the controller. The Wii Zapper had Link's crossbow training.
Right.
The Mario Kart had the wheels. Wii Fit, you know. Okay. So the Wii Vitality game, now these are just rumors, that it's going to ship next year. It checks your levels of relaxation. This looks interesting. It detects your breathing in and out based on your blood flow.
Hmm.
So let's see.
That sounds like just a pulse oximeter.
Yeah.
Metronome.
Techno geek.
There we go. Looks like they might have a metronome that ticks away to help you with your breathing exercises. So, you know, it just seems like, unless they get something actual, I mean, this is good for the casual audience, but I'd like to see what else
or
they're including.
Or the exercising audience. I mean, it just seems that Wii is going a lot towards exercise and fitness. I mean,
well,
they
have going
the Wii
toward,
Fit, they have this, they have that.
Well,
they're
going towards everybody, trying to get everybody involved.
Well, the fact that, I mean, the Wii's got the physical interaction just simply because of their control system. So it's such a natural, lends itself naturally. But I can see, you know, 500 different ways to go with that pulse, you know, with the vitality sensor.
Right.
You can, like, I think Mike alluded to it last week, you know, a game, if a game has a moment where something jumps up at you and you're not reacting to it, well, then 6 things jump up at you. And
right.
Let's see if we can get you reacting. So even, and I know this is not normally our genre, but the hardcore gamer could add interesting gameplay opportunities or involvement on that end. You have the fitness thing, which is just obviously a no-brainer. That's too easy because it's measuring your vitals.
I think it would be pretty cool if they had a game that you use the vitality sensor, where let's say you're trying to make your way, or you're trying to get out of a situation. In order to get out of the situation, you need to calm down, get your pulse rate in between a certain bar, and use the vitality sensor for that.
Maybe you just gave somebody an idea.
That idea, copyright of keepcasual.com. Any use of that, it is protected by copyright that doesn't exist. but actually, this reminds me, I didn't touch on this last week, but when I was in college, there was a game for the Nintendo 64 that I wanted to import so bad. It only came out in Japan. It's called Bio Tetris. And what it was Tetris, you know.
Hooray.
As we all know, Tetris, you know, with the blocks and the lines and the Tetris. Okay. It's a Russian game. It means you're always in a hurry.
Right.
What?
I thought, like, knowing what Tetris is was like knowing where your head is.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well,
here.
Yeah.
I mean, just like,
have you ever heard of Tetris?
You not know Tetris?
No.
Have you ever heard of McDonald's? What? Okay. Well, then I'll skip what Tetris is. Hey, maybe there's somebody who never played Tetris.
No, I think we've all played Tetris.
Well, we have, but in case we get a listener that hasn't played Tetris.
I think you can I think they have Wikipedia.
If you've never played Tetris, please email keepcasual@keepcasual.com so that I can use it to stick it in Brooke's face next week.
If you've never played it before.
If you've never heard of Tetris. If you have heard of Tetris, don't send anything.
Right.
Okay, so anyways, there's a game Bio Tetris for the Nintendo 64. It played just like regular Tetris, but it had a...
I got you started on that because I said Texas first.
Oh. So it had, and it had a pulse sensor on it. It was actually one that you stick to your ear, one of those. And what that did is measured your heart rate. The game reacted accordingly. You could switch it either to the more intense it is, the more your heart rate goes up, the faster the game gets, or the opposite.
Vice versa.
Yeah, if you want it to calm down, if you start acting crazy, then the thing slows down. But I thought that was a great idea. I wanted to import it. I never got around to it. It was like $80 to order it.
Did that interface through the expansion port?
On the controller where you plug in the rumble thing.
See, they have the technology back there, so they've always been thinking about this, so that's good.
Yeah. So, and if it did that, and that was 10 years ago. Obviously, the
technology to do the vitality stuff, the actual componentry that's in there, is not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
In any
no, it's not. But at least they've
it's
an LED. They've been
it's
thinking
an LED
about
and
it.
A small little receptor. I mean,
right.
It just depends on how they use it.
Right. Sure, but they've been thinking about this since, you know, long ago, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. So that's basically all the news we have. We're going to get into now. We've got our own little segment right now.
Okay.
Well, no, I was going to get into the Father's Day stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Can I finish?
You can.
I'm turning your mic off.
This is where Kurt gets clobbered in the head. Strange ka-thunk noise.
Okay, so Father's Day is coming up next Sunday. So what we decided to do is we looked up and we are going to give a couple games out that might be good if you're looking for a video game gift for your dad who's a casual gamer. Picked out a few casual games that we think might work out well as good gifts. Kurt, you want to throw out a couple suggestions?
Sure. I've actually only got one suggestion.
All right.
And it's the current game that I'm playing, you know, Xbox Live Arcade Gel set and match. Also, Peggle. Peggle's a good one, too.
Peggle
I've actually got two.
I think every week we're required to
talk about
how wonderful Peggle is.
It's addictive. And actually, we're in the middle of doing a review on that one, too. So that'll be up soon on www.keepcasual.com.
And Mrs. Kurt?
Oh, yes.
What did she get today?
She got the Peggle, I forgot the last half of it, Peggle something.
Peggle for the DS.
It's Peggle for the DS, but it's Peggle Dual or something like
Dual
that.
Dual Shot.
Dual Shot.
See, that's see how smart that is? Dual Shot DS.
Ah. Good. Anyways.
That's
she,
brilliant.
Yeah, so now we have Peggle not only for the Xbox, but we also have it now for the DS. So why we needed to get it for the DS, I don't know. But
because she wanted it.
That's what she wanted.
She needed to monitor it to make sure it was good for the kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, of course, it wasn't a Father's Day gift.
I'm going with, for Sony, would be the new Tiger Woods game. Golf, fathers, can't go wrong.
Kind of a simple, right. Or not a simple, a...
Obvious.
Obvious choice.
But it is a good game. They've done some really cool stuff with it.
excuse me. The nice thing about that is it is for all three systems. So no matter what system you have, you could pick it up for dad.
Yeah. I got, I actually thought of two games that I thought would be good. The first one is for the DS. Where the heck is that? Okay, here we go. Space Invaders Extreme for the DS. I actually got this for my dad. It came out to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Space Invaders. So odds are your dad has played Space Invaders.
Right.
That's just crazy all on its own right
30
there.
Years
right.
ago.
I know.
They got a pizza place right down the street that has the original Space Invaders in the arcade. So essentially it's the same concept as the original Space Invaders. You shoot up, that was me, shoot up as they come down. But it's a lot flashier, it's a lot trippier, some really good music in there. And the action goes along with the beat. So, you know, with the techno thumps, and then when you shoot and when it hits the guys, it kind of goes along.
Do they have original mode?
You know what, I tried searching, I could not find original mode. I'd have to look it up. I think you can unlock it by beating the game. I don't think my dad's that good.
How do you beat the game? I'm like, as far as I remember those games, there was no beat. You kept going as far as
it was, actually, you know, those games like that, you go so far and then you get a kill screen.
Yes.
And then Donkey Kong kill screen, the Pac-Man kill screen. The Pac-Man kill screen, just when you got to the last level in Pac-Man, it just in the middle of the screen, it looks like the Matrix with all the numbers going down.
Yep.
So
and the game reset.
No, but in this one, you kill enough of the enemies, and then you get to a boss battle, and you kill the boss, then you go up to the next level. There's like five levels total, but it's a lot of fun. Definitely for the casual market, you get it for your dad. If your dad ever played video games in the arcades, if your dad's at least 40 to 50, then he's going to know Space Invaders.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, even if he's younger than that.
Well, 40 to 50 would have put him at, you know, the 10 to 20 range.
Right.
Which would have been, you know. Prime for that. I myself was a little younger, but do remember seeing the games as a child, young child, seeing them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's only $20, so it's definitely worth the price tag. The other game I picked, one of my favorite games for the Wii, and this one is a downloadable game. It's only $7, and you could actually, if you have a Wii and your dad has a Wii, you can gift it to them on the Wii Shop channel. Target Toss Pro Bags.
Yes.
Some of our other listeners, I don't know, this seems to be more of a Midwest thing. Maybe something, maybe
yeah,
a little
cornhole, beanbag, whatever
right.
you want to call it, slant
yeah.
board.
Right, right.
Maybe a little bit in Boston with their Well, we won't say anything bad about Boston on that, in case somebody from Boston downloads it. So what it is if you never heard of beanbags or whatever the names.
The other ones I've heard is cornhole.
Yeah, cornhole.
Beanbags. And I randomly have heard slant board, but don't know if that one's an official term.
Right.
But I know cornhole will get you. You can download Wikipedia or whatever. You can get a set of rules and a set of dimensions for the actual boards if you want to play for real.
Right. So what it is, it's, you know, you have two boards. The boards are set up on the ground on an angle. The boards are shaped like a
triangle.
Like a square. No, a triangle.
Oh,
you play bags more than I do. Triangle.
No. I thought you had side view because they're on an angle.
They're on an angle.
It's a rectangular piece of plywood that's set on about a 15 to 20 degree angle.
There you go.
Hole in the center, side to side
towards
and toward the back of it.
Yeah, the back.
And the object of the game is two teams throw the bags back and forth.
You get a bag on the board, you get 1 point. You get a bag in the hole, you get 3 points. And then a first to 21 wins.
Yeah.
And, so this is
and opposing bags cancel each other out. So each team has one bag on the board, that's still a zero.
Right. So yeah, I mean this is something that if you play it, it's always a summer thing. It's always at graduation parties. It's always at family get-togethers. It's always in.
It's a very barbecue, outdoorsy, have fun kind of game.
You know, before baseball games and stuff, people that are. What the hell is that word? It escapes me at this point.
Drunk.
No, not drunk. What? Damn it. What is it what they do before the game starts and they hang out for 6 hours before the gates even open?
Tailgate party.
Tailgate. There we go. Thank you very much.
Which it coincides with being drunk. So
yeah, so that's so you were essentially
right.
You were right. So, it's downloadable for the. It's actually a version of the arcade game. If you've been in bars, you'll see the arcade version uses the trackball, the same trackball they use for.
Which is made by who?
Golden Tee. Which is made
by Incredible Technologies, right here in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Oh, I was not aware. So, see, now you got me off my train of thought. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just joking. Okay, so you can play the game on the Wii, and it's Wii. I have the game. I played it last year at Christmas with my cousin and my uncle, and it really is they really did a good job of mapping the controls to the Wii controller so that. It feels just like you're playing the game. You played it too. Actually, you've got it.
I've got it.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like it.
A father would definitely love that. It's only $7. Heck, you can get the Space Invaders game and get the Target Toss Pro Bags game and spend less than $30. So
yeah.
That's definitely a great choice.
Games under $30. Not bad.
Check it out on it's a WiiWare game. Check it out on the Wii Shop channel. Definitely worth the price.
Right on.
All right. So, okay, we're getting into our weekly releases. Coming out this week for the
Xbox 360, we have actually a couple of them. One is Guitar Hero Smash Hits. Basically what it is that it takes care of, I don't know, all the other Guitar Heroes.
It takes
all the songs from Guitar Hero 1 all the way down, all the best songs out of it, and puts it into one game disc.
Go ahead.
If you just recently got into it, and you don't know what's on there. I mean, you could go to, you know, guitarhero.com. You could find the list and stuff like that. But this way, you don't have to buy six different ones. If you just bought the recent one, you could just buy one. It has all the greatest hits on there.
And the other thing they do with this Guitar Hero Greatest Hits or Smash Hits, they do two things. Number one, these are all master tracks.
Right.
When they first came out with Guitar Hero, they didn't have the support. They didn't know it was going to be that popular, so they didn't have the support. And all the songs, every single one of them, Guitar Hero 1, was a cover. That's the people in the they hired people to do covers of these songs, so because they couldn't afford the master tracks. Then after Guitar Hero 2 came out, it was getting even more popular. Guitar Hero 3, a majority of them were the master tracks. But these ones are the actual tracks. So if you're playing Freebird, you're playing the actual Lynyrd Skynyrd version. The other thing that it does is it adds the Guitar Hero World Tour entire band to the song. So before, if you were playing Guitar Hero, you're doing just the guitar. Now, on the new one, you're getting the guitar, bass, drums, and singer. So it adds enough to it so that if you have Guitar Heroes 1, 2, and 3, and you still want or you don't mind having the same songs over again, it gives you enough new content that it might be worth it for you.
Sure. And that comes out on the 16th, which is Tuesday. Also coming out on the 16th and Tuesday is Ghostbusters, the video game. It's coming out for all systems, but it looks great. I mean, it's really cool. I really love the graphics. I mean, it looks good.
Ghostbusters, it is more of a hardcore gamer's game, but the reason we're saying it, it's Ghostbusters.
Right, exactly.
I mean, come on.
You got to have it.
I think that was the very first movie I ever saw, but
it's going after Slimer by itself. It's got to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So go pick up that game. Get yourself some Ecto Cooler.
There you go. Right. Okay, and also for Xbox Live Arcade, coming out Wednesday on the 17th is Magic the Gathering. I really don't know Magic of the Gathering. I'm sorry.
I don't think that it's Magic the card game.
Yeah, it's the card game. I don't think it's kind of like a role-playing game, I would believe, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's less role-playing, more just the cards.
Yeah.
It might be.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do make actual games based on the Magic franchise.
Right.
Like, hack and slash games. That like Gauntlet type.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So, for the Wii, Guitar Hero Smash Hits, which we just talked about, is coming out. Two games that were supposed to come out last week, but they got pushed back. Diva Girls, Divas on Ice. Once again, game that Kurt cannot wait for.
Oh yeah, I'm in line.
He has been telling me all week how much he wanted to be a Diva Girl on Ice.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. And then Vertigo, which we discussed last week, is like kind of like a Marble Madness game. And then the other one is Big League Sports Summer on the DS. Again, Big League Sports Summer. Discovery Kids Parrot Pals. And once again, just in case you can't get enough of it on the Wii, Diva Girls, Divas on Ice.
Yay. That's all I got to say.
I'm so
excited about that.
On the PlayStation 3... the only casual game coming out is Guitar Hero Smash Hits. And also on the Wii and the PlayStation 3 is the Ghostbusters game.
Yeah.
The Wii version, the Wii version of the Ghostbusters game is more cartoony.
Right.
But with the motion controls, it makes up for it.
Is it more cartoony just because of the limitations of the video system?
Yeah, but, you know, it's still a fun game.
Sure.
From whatever. PlayStation Portable has no releases this week in terms of the casual gamer. So that does it for our podcast this week.
Yep.
So if you're listening to the podcast, jot down our email, keepcasual@keepcasual.com. We want your feedback. We're relatively new at this. We want to know what you like. We want to know what you don't like. If there's any features you want us to add, if there's things you want us to take out, if you want Kurt to be fired.
Oh, damn it.
Well, no, wait, you let me finish. Too bad. See?
Too bad.
See, there you go. We want your feedback. Anything you could send us, we will definitely... definitely use. If you say we suck, that's great. Just tell us why, and then we'll do what we can to appease you, the listener.
We're eager to please.
Yes. So, anything else? Anything else you guys want to add?
We are starting to
our new schedule.
Up
that's right.
Our schedule a little bit. We're going to have podcasts being recorded on Wednesday, so it could be out by Friday. So you weekenders don't have to be a week behind. You could download it Friday night, or sometime over the weekend, and then in your leisure. Casually listen to our casual podcast.
There you go. Okay, so, all right, that's good.
That's about it.
All right.
That's all we got. Just remember, visit us at www.keepcasual.com. I'm Kurt.
Mike.
And Brooks.
And we will talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.